Next item is going to be a discussion and informational item six, which I would like Mr. Robertson to introduce.
Excuse me,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had a major eye contact from our executive officer, and it's like, what are you doing? You're not walking here, you're running through this meeting. So my apologies for that, and thanks for the reminder. So very importantly, item four, which is the report by regional board members. So I would like to start with my left.
Good morning. Last month, I can't remember the day, but I did attend, along with Regional Water Quality Control Board staff and Chair Wolf, a San Ardo oil field tour. And it was extremely informative, and I was very happy to have that opportunity. So that's really all I have to report.
Thank you very much. Mr. Delgado.
Thank you, Chair. Yesterday I met with Abby Silva, Taylor, or is it Taylor Silva? And Donna Meyer, sorry, Abby, regarding their concerns about the Salinas River Stream Maintenance Program and the 401 that's on our agenda today. And they highlighted certain sections of the 401 cert that they thought were too vague or too specific. And so I'll be discussing that more when we address that item. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Young?
Nothing to report.
And on my right, Dr. Hunter, and also your EGA updates.
Yes. Excuse me. Good morning, everyone. I will report as a liaison to the board for environmental justice issues. I, with staff's input, have an update on some of the work that the board, the region is doing within the context of primarily the human right to safe drinking water. Much of what we're doing is following in the path of the state board as well as following the legislation that was signed by the governor. We, as a board, have directed staff to develop a resolution that would, in similar mode to the state board, articulate our desire to take action as well as respect the intent of that law. We're hoping to see something come forward before the board by the end of the year, so hopefully by December. What I hear from staff is that we have a very good team of staff members from across different programs who stepped forward to work on that issue, as well as some outside assistance from a particular young student with some experience in environmental policy. So that is very exciting, and we look forward to that coming forward from staff. I also want to talk about three other issues: the UCLA project, replacement drinking water, and San Gerardo, which I'll leave for last. So just briefly on the UCLA project, we're very fortunate. We have three communities that have been selected to as pilot project implementation for remote operation of wellhead treatment for nitrate. That effort is moving forward in a very good and productive way. They're currently at this stage, they're looking at the CEQA issues and moving now into the discussion on permitting, which, as we knew at the beginning, was going to be probably the most difficult part of implementing this project. So I'm very encouraged by that news, but I know that staff is going to have some very intense discussions about what that permitting, what the permitting conditions will need to be in order to meet all of our criteria. But of course, we're looking forward to a way to allow this pilot project to be implemented to determine whether or not this is a viable technology. On the issue of replacement drinking water, we've had a number of initiatives. We've provided some funding to some of our partners in communities, including EJCW and the Cures organization. At this point, And we have, and board members have shown tremendous support for this and interest in participating in environmental justice community tours, which has been very helpful to getting us a little more informed, a little stronger sense of the urgency of the problem, the magnitude of the problem. Although these are small pockets of communities, there are no one place where we can say this entire city has this level of issue, but certainly where they exist, they are impactful and they concern human health impacts. I just want to mention that staff recently met with the California Conference Directors of Environmental Health, and they're beginning to have open the dialogue based on data that is coming forward from different programs, and that is where the nexus between the work of the Water Board more generally, more broadly, is coming to bear on a particular issue where we're sorely in need of solutions and innovations. And so again, the staff is moving forward with, I think, in very exciting ways and hopefully leading to some viable steps to exploring potential solutions, both short-term and long-term. That's a long conversation, so I'll just end it there. But I do want to mention San Gerardo. They're a community that has become in many ways a model of what the disadvantaged communities are facing around the state. In a particular way, they have stepped forward to organize and determine their own responsibility for finding solutions and assuring that they can provide safe drinking water from their own domestic well. They've encountered many hurdles along the way, but they've prevailed having the county install a new well and facing other hurdles, including the cost that now burden the members of that community. However, they are continuing to operate that system. And at this point, we learned through an environmental justice tour that the county is taking steps to transfer the operation and ownership of that water system. That raises a lot of questions. We were fortunate that two state board members were part of that group that met with community members from San Gerardo. And at this point, the state board remains active, as do we, in monitoring the situation. The county is on notice that there are conditions related to the fact that the current well was funded by state monies. And therefore, the state board does have some say in the final transition or transfer of that water system. We are hoping and working and supporting for San Gerardo to take over the operation of that system. And of course, not only does it give them control of their own water supply, but it also assures that the costs will remain as low as possible, given their status as a disadvantaged community. That's a really high priority. So I think there's a lot to learn there. I think staff has done an outstanding job of bringing this issue to light, involving not only state board staff, the Division of Financial Assistance, the Division of Drinking Water, and in working and communicating regularly with County Environmental Health and Public Works. So we all have our eyes on that situation, and it's going to require that we continue to monitor that situation. So I appreciate John's leadership, and in particular Angela Schroeder. So I'll end my report with that, and I appreciate the time to bring these issues to the board.
Thank you for your comprehensive report. And Mr. Johnson?
Yes, on June 20th, I attended a meeting of the Friends of Pinto Lake, where the city of Watsonville reported that they were in the final stages of drafting the contract to begin the alum treatment of Pinto Lake to try to lock up the phosphates that are key to the blue-green algae problem in that lake. We also heard from some researchers at UC Davis who are trying to put together a study of health impacts from the blue-green algae on residents and users of the lake. And they were basically soliciting input as far as how they could get the large number of people that they would need to be able to track on a regular basis and what was the best way to track them. Ongoing work. The Allen Project is, of course, funded by about a $400,000 or $500,000 grant from the State Board. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. Ms. Cervantes?
No report at this time.
All right, thank you. And let's see, for my report on May 18th, was one of the three participants of a symposium at Cal Poly on climate smart measures associated with water retention in soil and carbon content in soil and the duality of the benefits of reducing CO2 in the air by sequestering the carbon in the soil, and specifically, the opportunities in agriculture to do so. It was well attended. We had a little over 300 people attending. On the 20th of May, I met with our Deputy Secretary, Jenny Lester of CDFA, and had a general discussion about working closely between the regional board and CDFA on all issues associated with agriculture. So it was a pretty much a meet and greet meeting, particularly to introduce to Ms. Lester, our new executive officer, Mr. John Robertson. And we held the meeting at his office, in fact. Then on the 31st of May, had a call, chair's call, in preparation of the agenda items for the annual meeting that includes all the board members, and these meetings are held once a year in Sacramento, and they're called WQCC. Then on June 1st, I attended the Water Resource Advisory Committee meeting for San Luis Obispo County, which represents all the water districts and all the agencies that have a water-related impact on the county. On the 2nd of June, I attended a Sustainable Groundwater Management Act meeting with San Luis Obispo County, as the county is working in developing the GSAs, the Groundwater Sustainable Agencies for the county, since in the county of San Luis Obispo, you have several basins which have been designated by DWR and have to be addressed by May 30th, 2017. Then on June the 6th, had another chair's call. This was done jointly with our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, and this was to discuss budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year and the establishment of priorities for the various regional boards and fundings. On June the 14th, I organized a meet and greet meeting between the various departments of the County of San Luis Obispo and our regional board. The meeting was held at the county building. And the idea was to kind of have a face to a voice and a face to an email between the different departments of the county that impact some of our regulatory oversights. This is the first time this ever happened, so we're looking at using this similar template with the other counties, where we would have a meet and greet with the different departments, this was very valuable, and there were already action steps derived by this meeting, where you have, in some case, duplication of efforts that could be consolidated, and then a better way to manage information. Then on June 15th, along with Ms. Gray, I attended the Chevron oil field San Leonardo field trip. And then on June the 17th, I was asked to participate with the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau on the outside third-party ad hoc committee to look at groundwater recharge and predominantly looking at stormwater capturing and the benefits of stormwater capturing associated with replenishing aquifers. And this third-party group is composed of the resource conservation districts, the county ag commissioner's office, UC Cooperative Extension, and the county water resource division. And then lastly, on the 19th of June, attended another county Sustainable Groundwater Management Act meeting with the different potential GSAs. So that concludes my updates. And I would like then to move to our next item.
Excuse me, Chair.
Yes.
Can I ask you a couple questions about your report?
Yeah, of course.
Did you take vacation all of July?
No, I did not.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah. And Mr. Delgado, I was actually reminded at that point by my wife. Let's see. You know, it's summer. When are we going to take some vacation?
Oh, I thought she told you you didn't have enough meetings in July.
Yeah, you're right. When I put these together, I actually feel bad in a sense because it's like, wow, you know, it fills the dates. But, you know, I appreciate the comment, and, you know, I have to share with you something in that effect is that this last Friday, I was awarded the a Wine Industry Person of the Year award by, you know, my peers at the Mid-State Fair, and I reflected on that a little bit. But it's actually, you know, just like all of us here on the dais, we're all volunteers, and I think it's important to help and contribute, and in this particular instance, being well informed by participating at some of these other activities, I think helped me being a little bit more well-rounded. I'm certainly not suggesting the same diet of meetings to everyone because we all have to have a life. But I appreciate the fact that you recognize that, you know, this has been a busy agenda. So thank you for that comment.
Sure. Well, I had a serious comment, and that is that you mentioned that it was a good template that the various department personnel put faces to emails by having a meeting, and it resulted in some action steps, and it'll be a good template for other counties. And a lot of other initiatives that you're attending in Slo County just remind me that we seem to not have as much focus in other counties. And I don't know how this board would have the capacity to do such energy bunny efforts in other counties, but it does appear a little lopsided, and you can't be you can't be more than one of you. But I just wonder, in a big picture, how this organization might have any capacity in the future to be doing something like this, which is fantastic. I wouldn't want it to change for Slo County, but it would be great to have this kind of outreach in other counties.
Actually, that's a good point, Mayor Delgado, because at the upcoming meeting, WQCC in Sacramento, one of the items is to be covering the how can regional boards reach out a little bit more to the various stakeholders and community. And so we're going to have some little vignette of examples of success stories. And the idea is to, you know, encourage, of course, we're all volunteers, you know, so it has to be within reason of our time, personal time allowance. But it's looking at perhaps as, okay, you have a region, you have various counties, and how could we perhaps leverage a little bit more geographically, each of the board members saying, well, okay, you're Santa Barbara County, so could you help on, you know, this initiative or that initiative, likewise. So, you know, your point is well taken. And, you know, some of the things that we have done here in the county, specifically the meet and greet, you know, that's certainly one with the collaboration of our executive officer. You know, we could have the same type of setup in other counties as well. And in fact, we talked about doing that and then reaching out to each of you in your own respective geography to see if perhaps you could be a participant and scheduling it accordingly.
And sometimes we have an October meeting that's a little bit like a retreat workshop. And if we did that, in 2017, because we don't have one this year, that would be an appropriate topic for staff to list the more important initiatives going on in different counties and start with the top of the list priority-wise and see if board members are willing to be a fly on the wall or more at some of those meetings, and then they could just be a conduit to this board of what's going on so we're not lacking representation completely.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that very topic also at WQCC, there's going to be participation of the governor's office, and you're going to hear from the governor's office, you know, saying, you know, we know you're volunteers and your time is limited, but we very much encourage you to be that conduit between the regulatory staff and the stakeholders and the community. So, yeah, you're spot on in your comment and observations.
So if there is a light agenda in the next many months before October 2017, maybe that could be an issue that doesn't wait till October 2017.
Yeah, we can do that, and we will make that as a note if the rest of my colleagues agree. When we do have a little slot in one of the upcoming agendas to have a little discussion on this topic, are we comfortable with that? Okay. See.
Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you for your comment. Yes, Ms. Gray.
So I neglected that I did. I was involved in a panel discussion and presentation on June 12th on water quality and water issues throughout the state, and also in the Central Coast region. And then also to your point, I think that regional would be well served to engage in the integrated regional water management processes that are generally pretty active on the Central Coast. I know in Santa Barbara County and also in San Luis, there's a very robust stakeholder outreach that's associated with the IRWM. And I know in our region, we're always looking for speakers to come and reach out to different stakeholder groups. And so that's a good forum to deploy. We've used it a little bit in Santa Barbara County as we engage on SGMA, but I also think it's important to use that IRWM model as we can in different regions.
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Yeah, along those lines, for many years, we did have a representation of this region on the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary group, which, again, encompasses a rather extensive range on the coast. And Mr. Russell Jeffries was our representative, and I think that's another group that it's a broad stakeholder group, represents a coastal marine terrestrial interface, and maybe another one of those areas that we would like to consider to renew our standing, or at least our involvement and awareness of what's happening with that group as a national program in our region.
Okay, and kind of thinking already at that next discussion, perhaps what would help also so we can see areas where individually we can help is if we have a list of the different water-related organization or associations that we're involved with, you know, then we can have basically that list that say, oh, great, you participate in this particular association, so, you know, we'd like you to reach out. And that way, you know, we spread things around a little bit. But again, you know, I stress it totally, you know, dependent on, you know, your own time availabilities and schedule, because, you know, as a reminder, you know, we're all volunteers doing this job. So again, thank you everyone for your input. I think this was a good little discussion.
So if I could, Dr. Wolf, I also want to acknowledge Carolyn Berg was instrumental both in setting the meeting up with Slo County that we're kind of referencing, and then also effectively running the meeting, and you can bear witness to that too. That she, it wasn't just people getting together, it was people working towards knowing each other, and then ultimately, what are the action items that we can form together to benefit both the county and the water board?
Yeah, Ms. Carolyn Berg is one of the key managers of the San Luis Obispo County newly formed Water Resource Division, which I would assume, you know, Santa Barbara, do they have they formed such a group?
No, we do not have a Water Resources Division, but I am well aware of the competence of Carolyn. I've worked with her closely in other projects. No, we have a water agency, but we do not have a Water Resources Division.
And what about, for example, Monterey or Salinas County?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Johnston.
Just one brief comment. I think it's, when we look at this, it's, I mean, part of it is what Mr. Delgado highlighted, which is the extraordinary energy you've put in as chair, Dr. Wolf, which has been focused, of course, in the area where you live and work. I think the other part of it is there's a natural tendency for staff to be more connected with stuff that's going on in their immediate vicinity in San Luis Obispo County. And I think that's a constant challenge to figure out how we deal with that, how we kind of consciously, not just in terms of board, but in terms of staff, balance how we're allocating our resources across the region. And it's pretty natural. People have more face-to-face contact with people directly here. People are driving by the sites more often. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that that happens, but I think it's a challenge that we need to keep an eye on.
Point well taken. So thank you.